This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, good to have you here. What did you do for Father's Day? Did you take good care of that handsome husband of yours? He is such a man's man. Did you go fishing with him again? I'll never forget the podcast you did, Alice, when you were in the fishing boat. That was so funny.
Well, it's been 11 years now that we've been doing this show. And yes, over the times I've had various times circling airport parking lots, hotels, you name it. And there was one time I was fishing. Yeah, fishing on Saturday and had loads of fun. Like you guys, Andy's treat was he got to sit while I did the yard work.
Oh. Oh, yeah. What's so fun is we celebrate your knowledge. We celebrate what a professional you are, Alice. We also celebrate that amazing marriage you have with that incredible guy. I love him.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. I'm pretty lucky. 42 years. Yes.
42 years. And you're still in love. Love it. What do you have for us today on the legislative update?
Well, first, I'd like to throw in my quick notes about Hugh Ross and Tim Ross. For those of you who have not met them, I have known them both for probably 30 years. They're just a wonderful family-run mortgage company, which just by itself can have a lot of challenges. I tell stories of Hugh Ross. He literally was such a founder in mortgage banking that the wealth of knowledge, that generation that is now leaving us. He was from the generation that had to get in their car, drive to New York in order to make a trade, right? That's how they got their $102,000 for their $100,000 loan to turn around and drive back to Detroit so they could lend it again. And the term going to the window, he would go to the windowsill because that's where the loans were stacked when you put them in his car and go to the window. Go to the window, go, get in the car and drive to New York. So anyway, that's my two cents on Tim and Hugh Ross. Wonderful,
that's so
wonderful
good.
Organization. A lot to learn from there.
So, wonderful people,
Well, my quick tip for the day really is as people start getting back to work, there's varying degrees from far left to far right of how people feel about where we're at with COVID in relationship to your personal life and your work life from a mortgage life standpoint and how you are documenting your income and self-employed borrowers. We really can't let up. Fannie and Freddie have published some pretty tight self-employed guidance that came out a few weeks ago. I just wanted to make sure all of our listeners who are highly educated really recognize how critical this is and how much documentation it takes now to actually get a self-employed borrower approved and looking at their year-to-date earnings. When you read the extent of how far you have to be confident with their year-to-date P&L, it's a little easier, but for the beginning part of the year, you now have to have information within 60 days. But as we keep going through the year, do not expect that this is going to go way rapidly. And I know that we just talked about maybe things turn around, but it's going to take a while before there's any confidence in there that self-employed really has a lot of stability without having to go through all this extra documentation. So everyone needs a heads up there. Another piece that we see in the industry as an issue is this concept of projected income on the government loans. A lot of lenders have said, no, and I say projected, it's really future income. Like I'm a teacher, I have a contract, especially this time of year. I'm due to start in September, but I'm not actually working now. Fannie Mae is the only one that's come out and said, this guidance is still good. Freddie doesn't have a comfort level with those in the first place, so we don't recommend Freddie for that. Be careful of your government loans. Those are really still going to be very high risk for any type of future income, even if you do have a contract. So just a heads up for lenders that some of the risks that we're still seeing in the industry as it relates to income. So that's my update today, Dave, since legislative-wise, thank goodness.
Alice Alvey, thank you so much. You and Andy are such dear friends. We're so grateful that you're here each and every week and have been faithfully for over 10 years. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Have a great week. Say hi to Bill and Al and the whole team there at Union Home Mortgage, for which Alice is the vice president. Thanks so much for being here. Alice, have a great week. Appreciate
thank you
so much. You bet. Okay, that was the wrap. Great podcast. Next week, we got to have Rajesh Bhatt coming on, who is CEO and co-founder of Roostify. I recorded this last week as well. Looking forward to this interview. Very, very good. And you'll enjoy it as well. But be sure to come back and tell others about the podcast. Special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, Modex, and a whole lot more. Check out our advertiser page. We're so grateful for all of our advertisers. They're so good, and it makes it possible to produce this for you each week. Tell others about it and share it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week